The space agency's longest-serving astronaut is retiring. John Young spent 42 years with NASA. He piloted the first Gemini space mission in 1965. He later walked on the moon in 1972. He contributed to the design of the space shuttle and then commanded the first shuttle mission. He was asked once about his success and said, "You've just got to hang in there." John Young is 74 years old, and he's hanging in there just a little bit longer at the Johnson Space Center, where he joins us. Welcome.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
And congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
So is that true? You just got to hang in there?
Well, you have to be lucky like I was. I was lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time, and it just worked out fine.
How'd you get in this line of work?
Well, I was a test pilot in the Navy in the 1960 time frame, and President Kennedy made a speech that he wanted to send a man to the moon and return him safely within this decade, and I thought returning safely to Earth within a decade sounded like a good idea, so I recommended all my buddies put in for it.
You recommended that all your buddies put in for it, but somehow ended up getting put in for it.
Well, I put in for it, too, and, you know, a lot of us got picked.
In your earliest space flights, the Gemini missions, you had two guys crammed into an extremely small cone.
Two people crammed into something about the size of a Volkswagen, in front seat of the Volkswagen for 2 weeks in a row, which is what you had to do to go to the moon and back.
7 years after that first Gemini space mission in 1965, you got a chance to walk on the moon.
Work on the moon. They didn't let us walk. We're very busy.
They didn't let you walk?
No, we had to run. We were behind all the time.
This was the next to last time that anyone set foot on the moon, I believe, correct?
Yeah, well, we got to fix that.
Did you expect that the moon launches would come to an end at the time you were doing them?
No, I figured we'd be up there forever and we'd keep right on going and set up bases on the moon and use it for all the benefits that we can get from it, which is plenty of them.
As much as I know you were trained for the initial flights, were you prepared for what it would feel like to be up there?
No, I was really impressed by the beauty of looking out the window and seeing planet Earth. That was really awesome. I didn't know it would look like that, and we have a beautiful planet, and the only way it's going to stay beautiful is if we take care of it. If you live and work on the moon, you can do things that will protect planet Earth. You know how to terraform. You know how to live in large inflatable structures. We're terraforming right now. 38 bushels of wheat is a good crop. We've grown wheat at 1,000 bushels an acre using enhanced CO2, enhanced sunlight.
You mean farming under the kind of conditions you might encounter on the moon? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. We need to put a little seed money into that, because just developing the technologies that we need to live and work on the moon and Mars will help us survive on planet Earth.
So what will you be doing in your retirement?
Well, I'll be working on trying to get us off out of low Earth orbit and back to the moon and onto Mars, writing articles probably, and thinking about what we ought to be doing, and we ought to be worried about that a little bit.
Well, Mr. Young, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us, and congratulations on your long career.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun.
John Young was the pilot of the first Gemini space mission and the commander of the first space shuttle mission.